What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts coming to you from this minivan. I got this new hat. I got a black hat. Thank you very much. If you guys like my vlog, I made that vlog for you. It's probably one of my worst vlogs I've ever made. Like, there was no great music or transitions. I just kind of threw that together because I promised you a vlog, and there it was. No, but I never got to talk to you guys about last night's show. Every show's a new show. And so last night I was like, let me just go up, have a good set, get some new jokes. You know, I was able to just tinker some new jokes and get them working. Like, your comedy set's like working on an old car. Like, you're just constantly moving stuff around, changing stuff, tightening screws, like, that's what it's like having an act, a comedy act. It's like this thing you create and then you carry with you your entire life. And you're always just swapping out things. Like, I don't understand how comics can just, you know, discard their act. Like, I have jokes that I have in my act from like 25 years ago. Not a lot, but I have a few. Just because I just have them and I don't want to just, you know, let them go. And then I'm constantly writing new stuff, which is more in tune with who I am as a person, but that's what it's about. I mean, in my opinion, is if you're going to do stand-up comedy, you got to have an act behind you. Like, people aren't paying to find out where, you know, where Joe works, you know, do crowd work. I don't think people want to watch someone do crowd work for 45 minutes straight. Like, they want to be, you know, they're paying for jokes. They're paying for something interesting to see on stage, and that's how I approach my stand-up. So, with that said, I'm going to Los Angeles tomorrow. I've got some business out there, and then New York again. But I've got two shows in L.A., one in San Diego, the other in on Sunset Boulevard. Maybe I'll vlog that too, because L.A., you get to see dumb famous people at the comedy shows. Usually they suck at comedy. This is Theron Shetty being bitter. But no, I'm going to go out there and it'll be a good time. I mean, I'm not excited about flying out there, but I feel very lucky that I'm able to go back and forth for now. Like, who knows? I said this before, who knows how long my Florida existence will be? Hopefully many more years because my dad's here. But you know, Florida, you take advantage of it. There's a reason why I'm here, or I'd like to believe that. You know, there's a reason, like, the universe put me here to rebuild my act, to make myself stronger, to make more vlogs and irritate you in your inbox. Like, there's a reason for everything, right? I really want to take more chances in my career. I was like, I gotta be bold. You know, I gotta be, somebody wrote, you should record a special on my comment section. I forget who. And they're 100% right. I should do that. I got some other things moving and it's hard for me to balance everything at once. It's really difficult. So I'm trying to just keep focused. If this year pans out, it's going to be amazing. I just can't talk about stuff right now, but trust me when I say that Theron Shetty is working his ass off. He's trying his best and you know what? Whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm not gonna cry about it because I've already cried enough. I'll tell you that right now. Theron has already cried enough. And right now, the only goal is to be present, go in that grocery store, get some groceries for my dad. So that way, you know, he's all set for the next couple of weeks. And we'll see what happens. With that said, I hope you guys have a fantastic Sunday. I mean, this is Sunday, guys. Monday's coming up. I used to have a day job. I know how hard that grind is, waking up Sunday, then working 5 days a week. That's not easy to do. But I hope you guys have a fantastic day. And, you know, I will talk to you from Los Angeles. Take care. See you.